Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 5 and verses 5 to 11. The woman in a basket. Now let me say straight away that I find myself rather at sea in this vision. I can make some suggestions, but it's not altogether clear to me. Let me go over the vision. Zechariah is told to look up and see what was appearing in vision, verse 5. And he asked, what is it I'm looking for? What am I seeing? And the explanation comes from the angel that it's a measuring basket. And he added, this is the iniquity of the people throughout the land. Then the cover of lead was raised, and looking inside the basket, Zechariah could see a woman sitting. And the angel explains, this is wickedness. And he pushed her back into the basket and pushed the lead cover down over his mouth. Then I looked up, and there before me were two women with the wind in their wings. They had wings like those of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between heaven and earth. Where are they taking the basket? Zechariah asked. And the angel explained, to the country of Babylon to build a house for it. When it is ready, the basket will be set there in its place. Zechariah 5, 5 to 11, the woman in a basket. Well, as I say, it's very difficult. I think the key is in verse 6. In the Authorized Version, the word there was in verse 6, the measure of the appearance of the people throughout the earth. But it's a better translation, a better rendering of the word to call it iniquity. And it's not the earth, it's the land. It's not a worldwide vision, as it were. It's a vision of the land of Judah. And it's talking about, the vision is talking about the iniquity of Judah. And you get wickedness, as mentioned in verse 8. Iniquity, as I say, in verse 6. And we are talking about the Jewish land. And Babylon comes into it. Now, I think we can see what this means. Is this a repeating, a reminder, a recapping for the Jews of why they ever went into Babylon? It's because of their wickedness pressed down, a full measure of wickedness in this basket, and poured into Babylon, taken to Babylon, away from Judah. Is it the explanation of past trouble? I think it is. Is it a warning to Judah, that if you repeat this, then you're going to go the same way again? Future sin will lead to judgment. I believe it is true of that too. But what a combination, wickedness, iniquity, and Judah, the people of the covenant. Let us come to the new covenant now. Let us read Revelation 2 and 3. Let us read the warning passages in the letters and see what we're told. What are we told? We have the ecclesia, the called out ones, the holy ones, the ones for whom Christ died, the believers. And what do we see? Mixed up with paganism and idolatry and sin. That's what we see in the Bible. That's what we see in the New Testament. And what do we see in history? Precisely that. What are we seeing today? I think precisely that. And therefore, I think this vision is most applicable and significant for us. God is not ignorant. He knew what was going on in Judah. He saw it. And his hand of judgment was there. Christ, Revelation 2 and 3, he knows what's going on in the churches, and his hand of judgment was there. God knows what's going on today, brother and sister. He sees it. He witnesses what's going on, and he will not stand idly by. This is a warning. Unbeliever be warned. But the main warning surely here is for the believer. My friends, let us do what we can to maintain the law of Christ in the new covenant, the woman in the basket. May it speak to us, and may it not speak in vain.